We're at Futures North Co-op event in Sheffield today, and Radical Roots have just launched a new version of the How to Set Up a Workers' Co-op handbook.
Yes.
Can you tell me what's in it, what's it about, and how does one set up a workers' co-op? And why should one set up a workers' co-op?
Well, I'll start with why one should set up a workers' co-op, which is so that you take responsibility for your own work, and that nobody is your boss telling you what to do, and that you're not anybody else's boss, and having responsibility for what they do or for their welfare, but actually you act together as a collective. You make decisions together as a team. You are jointly responsible both for the business and for each other's welfare to a degree. And also, you should set up a co-op if you are interested in overturning capitalism, because really co-ops are a structure that can survive capitalism, which is not to say that they don't currently fit quite nicely into the capitalist model, but they certainly have the potential also to counter it.
So you see a co-op as potentially a post-capitalist organisation that can exist and be set up within capitalism as it stands at the moment?
Yeah, and I think that's true of all kinds of cooperatives, not just workers' co-ops. A large proportion of a majority of the co-op movement doesn't necessarily seek to overturn capitalism, and a co-op legal structure can be used for just sort of working together nicely, but equally it can be used to promote political ends, beliefs, can be used so that all of the people involved have a say about what the co-op does and how it does it, and it can be used, the structures and the usefulness of having a corporate body, like whether that's getting trade accounts or whether it's having access to a van, it can be used for the benefit of the community, it can be used for the benefit of the social movement.
My understanding is that the workers' co-op movement in the UK isn't as big as in other countries. What co-ops do we have in the UK, workers' co-ops? What kind of things are they doing?
It's true that we're not as big, but I think we're pretty diverse. Traditionally, co-ops that have certainly survived since sort of 70s and 80s will be Whole Food distributors and Whole Food shops and businesses, cafes, catering, that kind of thing. But there are all kinds of co-ops in the UK at the moment. Care co-ops, food co-ops, creative co-ops, print design, bike co-ops and sailboat projects and computer recycling and, yeah, loads. Chris, you're in a co-op. Your co-op's been going for a little while now. Tell me a bit about what you do.
We set up and host websites, host virtual servers for people. We've only been going as a co-op for a year now, and it's a multi-stakeholder co-op, so that clients can join the co-op as well as the workers can be in the co-op. So it's a hybrid between a kind of consumer co-op and a workers co-op, which I think is an interesting model. I think multi-stakeholder co-ops are, you know, a very flexible form of organisation that you can create lots of very interesting organisations using them. I mean, we use these rules because I'd been involved in setting up a community supported agriculture co-op, and that's a multi-stakeholder co-op, and that's set up so that as soon as there are three or more employees, the workers have a 50% say in the running of the organisation, the consumers have a 50% say in the running of the organisation, and the investors have no say. So if you don't grow the veg or eat the veg, you don't have a say. If you're just putting money in, so it's not kind of can't get controlled by the people that just don't have a direct interest in it. And it also means that it should hopefully alleviate the danger of it ending up just being a bunch of, you know, middle class organic veg eating consumers paying people minimum wage to grow vegetables for them, because the workers have a
and why say. Did you choose that structure? Not my stakeholder structure, but why did you choose to be a co-op at all?
We chose to be a co-op because it fitted best with where we were at politically, and also we were interested in working with other co-ops, and we're just generally more interested in cooperating than in competition, I think.
Cool. Well, so we've published this booklet, How to Set Up a Workers' Co-op, and it's the third edition, and it's taken about 3 years, and it's now three times fatter than it was before, which is largely because we've all learned a lot more about running a business, including a lot of the pitfalls. So what's in it is sort of step-by-step guides to looking at business planning, looking at the market research, understanding where you can get finance from, looking at group dynamics, getting a group together, what you need in terms of communication within your group, but then also looking at things like disciplinary and grievance procedures in a non-hierarchical structure. How on earth does it work? Things like legislation around employers' responsibility for health and safety and risk assessments, all that kind of stuff. So stuff that we really didn't know about before, to be fair, is now in it. Additionally, it's got lots of little, if you buy a hard copy, it's free to download from the website, but if you buy a hard copy, it's got little additionals like bookmarks with the seven cooperative principles on, and a poster with the principles and a poster with a timeline. So it's got all this little added stuff. It's quite chunky, but it's nicely ring bound, and you can keep it open at the same page for years if you really get stuck.
So Radical Roots that have produced it are a cooperative of cooperatives.
That's right.
Doing radical things. So do you see yourselves as kind of radical end of the spectrum of the cooperatives movement, or the cooperative end of the social struggle movement?
I would say the latter. I think Radical Roots members generally are activists of one sort or another. You have, as an individual, if you want to be in a Radical Roots co-op, you have to be actively working for some kind of positive social change. Well, some kind of radical social change. And Radical Roots promotes co-ops as bases to do that, to take control over your employment, to take control over your housing, to take control over your socialising, so that you're not actually depending on the capitalist system so much, but you're depending on yourself and your community to provide the stuff that you need. But and that also means in activist terms that's providing a secure base from which to be an activist. So we definitely see ourselves as providing co-op solutions for activists to do more social change, rather than necessarily just being radical co-ops as an end in themselves. That's not our end. We're not just aiming to build a co-op economy. We want a whole different way of life, a whole different system and everything. So
cool. So there's a copy of Coopoly being played over here, which sounds like a kind of cooperative version of Monopoly.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what it is?
Well, I guess in Monopoly you kind of I think it's supposed to indicate you going through life, or going through a year of life or something, I'm not sure. But certainly this Coopoly is a group of people getting together to sort out a co-op, and the board is set out in a year-long cycle. You have end-of-year expenses and you have paydays and stuff. So there are certain similarities, but what's really radically different is that you all are trying to set up a co-op together. So there is only one counter, which is the co-op going around the board. So that's obviously pretty different, and you win through cooperation rather than through competition.
That is radically different. And these people can buy a copy of Coopoly to play with their kids?
You can get a copy online, from America. They're pretty expensive though, I have to say. I managed to bring a lot into the country to make it slightly cheaper, but they still cost about £45 each. So if you get your own box from the States, it's very expensive. But if there's anyone out there who wants to have another bash at bringing 36 odd in, it makes it worth it just about.
So how much are Radical Roots selling them for?
We've sold all of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
so £45 plus how much it costs us to post it to you.
Yeah.